USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings leading the news as officials are on the hunt for a suspect after four people were shot, one of them fatally, at a bar in Columbia, South Carolina overnight. Meanwhile, authorities in Southern California are looking for a possible sniper who shot an L.A. County Sheriff's deputy yesterday. The deputy's in a hospital after a gunshot came from a four-story building, hitting the deputy's bulletproof vest. The 21-year-old trainee shot in a parking lot of the county's sheriff's department. President Trump again claims Democrats are not behind Israel.
You vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee is dropping out of the 2020 Democratic presidential race, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
An update from the nation's Attorney General William Barr on the investigation into the death of Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted sex offender and millionaire found dead in a New York City jail cell recently, apparently of suicide.
We're moving expeditiously, and I think soon I'll be in a position to report to Congress and the public the results. I will say that, as I said before, we have found serious irregularities at the center, but at the same time, I have seen nothing that undercuts the finding of the medical examiner that this was a suicide.
Barr dismissing conspiracy theories that have surrounded the circumstances of Epstein's death. President Trump wiping out student loan debt for veterans who are completely and permanently disabled. He signed an executive order after speaking to veterans in Kentucky yesterday, an order that directs the Department of Education to eliminate all such debt. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
We've all heard them in the locker rooms and out on the field. There's a surprising new study out about coaches that yell. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
A new study published in the Journal of Applied Psychology suggests that when a coach gives a negative speech at halftime, it motivates his team to win. Although if he's too negative, then teams tend to play worse. Now, this study was done on over 304 halftime speeches from 23 high schools and college basketball teams all across the country. Hall of Fame coach Lou Holtz reacts to that news and what it means to be a leader.
Your obligation as a leader, as a coach, as a parent, is not to be well-liked. Your obligation is to make them the very best they can be. And most people get in their comfort zone. They don't want to get out of it. Woody Hayes, you say, if you want a friend, buy a dog. You're in a leadership role. They can name you the head coach. They cannot name you the leader. See, titles come from above. The players are determined if you're a leader. If you have a leader, you have a vision where you want to go, a plan how you're going to get there. And the most important thing is to encourage the players to believe they can be better, they can do better, and they may dislike you now, but years later they respect you. The teachers we loved the most were the ones that were the toughest on us.
Audio is courtesy of Fox News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.